You know, it's really interesting about how God has given us grace and wisdom and love and understanding and the ability to encourage one another. You know, I get things sometimes. People say, "Preacher, what should I do?" And I think about Dear Abby. You know, Dear Abby had a column in the newspaper, and people used to write to her all the time. And she had some interesting advice and some interesting topics about all kinds of stuff. And I think it comes down to this. We, as people of the living God, need wisdom. But we need divine wisdom to be able to sort out all the stuff in this crazy world. So how do I know where I can get the right kind of wisdom? And what makes me truly successful? And why do some people get to be different than other people, like wealth and all that? Well, we have to sort out all these choices that life has to offer. There's no doubt about it. Life is confusing. Life is complicated. And we have a challenge. Where can we turn for answers? Well, in the Bible, there is what we call wisdom literature. You got the Psalms, you got Proverbs, you got Ecclesiastes, and all kinds of stuff. And why wisdom is so important, we can find a lot of the answers in the Bible, and also through the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit. So the book of Proverbs, which we studied right before COVID hit, I think we got all the way up to chapter 17, is a good place to start because it's a guidebook for wise living in modern times. Now, well, wait a minute, modern times, that was Solomon and he lived a long time ago. Now, God's word is appropriate for all times because it meets us at its point of need, because the timeless truth is a wise saying. If, I love the ifs and the buts, followed by and applied to life, bringing positive results to your efforts, have order in what you do, success, contentment, happiness, security. And in the book of Proverbs, there are more than just wise saying. They are divine wisdom themselves, for they come from the mind of God, who is the author and the creator of life. So my advice to anybody seeking wisdom is to read and apply these timeless truths found in the book of Proverbs and also in the other wisdom literature, but mostly in the book of Proverbs. You'll not only experience positive results from your efforts, but these results will have eternal significance because God Himself will shower you, hear this church, with divine blessings and give you guidance for your next move. Offer discernment in difficult situations and help you see the difference between right and wrong, important and trivial, wise and foolish, temporary and eternal. So when was the last time anybody asked you for advice? So why do you ask that particular question or that person? What do you say to him? What do you expect to learn? The book of Proverbs is one of your best advisors. Refer them to the Bible, especially the book of Proverbs, and ask them to read it on a regular basis to be in touch with divine wisdom and to learn what God considers to be effective daily living. And you'll be able to see changes in the way you approach life's daily grind. I had said this before, and some people say, well, where did you get that? Well, I don't know where I got it. But the world says an apple a day will keep the doctor away. God's word says a proverb a day will keep the devil away. So Proverbs does offers divine wisdom for sure. And we need order in our lives in order to be successful, not only in the world's eyes, but more importantly in God's eyes. So our challenge is to follow it day by day. So what is wisdom anyhow, and what difference does it make between wisdom and knowledge? Well, wisdom and knowledge, both occurring themes throughout the Bible, are related not synonymously, but they are a dictionary really that defines wisdom as the ability to discern or judge what is true, right, and lasting. So knowledge, on the other hand, is information gained through experience, reasoning, acquaintance. And knowledge can exist without wisdom, but not the other way around. One can be knowledgeable without being wise. Knowledge is knowing how to use a gun. But listen to this. Wisdom is knowing how to use it and when to keep it in your holster. God wants us to have this knowledge of Him and what He expects of us. In order for us to obey Him, we must have knowledge of the commands. But equally important, we having knowledge is having wisdom, knowing the facts about God and the Bible. Not all there is to wisdom. No, wisdom is a gift of God. James 1:5 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it'll be given to you." God blesses us with wisdom in order for us to glorify Him and use the knowledge we have of Him. As I mentioned, the book of Proverbs is probably the best place in the Bible to learn biblical wisdom. Proverbs 1:7 speaks of both biblical knowledge and wisdom. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." The fear of the Lord, or to love the Lord, is the start on the path of knowledge. And God can then begin to provide us with wisdom through Christ, who the Bible says is wisdom itself. It's because of Him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become wisdom from God. That's our righteousness, our holiness, and more importantly, our redemption. You can find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. So knowledge is what's gathered over time through the study of Scriptures. And it can be said that wisdom in turn acts properly upon that knowledge, and wisdom is the fitting application of knowledge. Knowledge understands that the light has turned red. Wisdom says, apply the brakes. Well, knowledge sees quicksand. Wisdom walks around it. Knowledge memorizes the Ten Commandments, but wisdom obeys them. You see, knowledge, as we learn of God, we know that wisdom comes by loving Him, because that's what we need to do. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him will have eternal life. That's knowledge, but the wisdom is accepting Him in your life. Well, we have a lot of people on our prayer list, as you know, and we always use this time to say that we come into a prayer of agreement with the people, and also we know that we can pray, and I always encourage people to learn how to pray. Is it hard, preacher, to learn how to pray? No. Jesus said to the disciples when they asked Him, "Lord, will You teach us to pray?" And this is what He said. Use this as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with, because it's just like talking to the Father. It's just like talking to you, Mr. Disciple. And this is what you need to do, as He prayed this prayer that we close this segment with. "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation," hear this, church, "but deliver us from the evil one. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever." And all of God's people said, amen. Thanks for tuning in. God loves you, and so do we.